Greetings in Jesus' name on this 12th day of April, the year of our Lord 2024. It's currently 50 degrees here in Sanford, Maine on this rainy, cloudy, foggy Friday morning. And it looks like it's going to rain all day long today. Rained all day long yesterday, and we're in this weather pattern where it seems to rain almost every single day. But we are rejoicing in this Friday, another opportunity to share the Word of God on this broadcast, and headed down in just a few moments to preach the chapel service at the Sanford Christian Academy. Next week, it'll be spring break for those students and also for the staff. And then tomorrow, around the 5:30 a.m. hour, I'm due to fly out on American Airlines to Cedar Rapids, Iowa, where I'll be preaching a week-long missions revival for Brother Tom Gibson at the North Liberty Baptist Church. I would appreciate the prayers of God's saints as we travel and as we are there, that God would touch us and help us to be a blessing to that local church, that we might be able to see God do a great impact there in that region. Also, today, we're busy about the Father's business with other projects that we have going on, and we're looking to the Lord that He would help us to close out the week with possibly even winning another soul to Christ and encouraging another saint of God along life's journey. In your Bibles today, I'd like for you to look with me in 1 Samuel chapter 23 and verse number 16. In this context of Scripture, Saul is angry and jealous at David, and he's desiring to kill him. He doesn't want him around anymore. And Jonathan, of course, his soul has been knit very close to David. And here in this context, the Bible says, "And Jonathan, Saul's son, arose and went to David into the wood and strengthened his hand in God." I want to spend a few minutes today talking about the importance of friends. Here we find in this passage that David's friend, Jonathan, strengthened his hand in God. David's hand was weak because of the battles that he was facing with Saul. David's hand was weak because of the different calamities that he was experiencing in life. David's hand was weak because of the discouragement that had come his way, because of being chased from this place to that place. But in the midst of all of that, there was a friend by the name of Jonathan that came along and strengthened his hand in God. It lets us know that when we are weak, we can be encouraged that there is possibly someone around that can strengthen our hand in God. He didn't use psycho manipulation to strengthen his hand. He strengthened his hand in God. And I want all of us to take a little self-introspection and look inward and ask if we could be a Jonathan today. Could it be that we could encourage and strengthen someone's hand in God? Could it be that God would use us today to be a great help and a great encouragement to someone along life's journey who have found themselves discouraged and depressed and have found themselves disoriented? Could it be that God would use us today to come alongside someone and strengthen their hand in God? I'm praying today that God would help us to do that. And I'm praying today that God would help me to do that, that I might be a Jonathan, that I might come and encourage someone along the way and let them know that our God is trustworthy. We can strengthen our hand in our God. He's trustworthy. He's going to guide us and He's going to lead us through. And we don't have to worry whether He's going to be true or not. He cannot lie. And we can trust the Lord. We're going to strengthen our hand in our God. He is a God that supplies. And as we begin to think about His supply in our lives spiritually and His supply in our lives physically, it strengthens our hand in our God. And I know that certainly we have been seeking the Lord about this for months in regards to all that we're going through. And our hands have been strengthened. And for that, we are eternally grateful. And we need to be able to be strengthened in each other's hands in our God. And here Jonathan did that to David. And let's be faithful to do that to other people in our circle of influence today and in the days to come. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to T. Bell at metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a fabulous Friday, and we'll talk to you once again on Monday.